This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Jared Polis has condemned the killing of a 22-year-old man by a Clear Creek County Sheriff's deputy. Christian Glass was killed in June after an encounter with police when he'd called 911 for help. CPR's Allison Sherry.
Polis late on Thursday spoke out about the shooting after he met with Glass's parents this week. He called it a, quote, unspeakable loss and said the tragedy should have never happened. Glass's parents, who are Boulder County residents, have said they intend to sue Clear Creek County and say they are looking for justice in the case. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
The governor's Republican opponent in this fall's election unveiled her transportation plan Thursday. Heidi Ginnall called for billions of dollars for expanded highways and pavement projects across the state. The Traveling Jaipur Literature Festival is in Boulder this weekend for an exchange of ideas from around the world. Jesse Gray has more.
The festival brings artists and writers from all over the world to discuss current events in literature. When organizer Jesse Friedman arrived back in Boulder after visiting the Jaipur Literature Festival in India nearly a decade ago, she says she knew she wanted to bring the event to her home on the Front Range.
I figured Boulder was a perfect place because of our openness and our intellectual nature and our curiosity. And then making it happen here was really a circus, a good circus, but nobody really knew what was happening or what is this.
Boulder is one of just three places in the U.S. to host the annual event. For CPR News, I'm Jesse Gray.
There's a new unofficial record for running up the Manitou Incline. Out There Colorado reports that Swiss mountain runner Remy Bonnet reached the top in 17 minutes and 21 seconds Wednesday. That's 24 seconds off the previous record set in 2015 by Colorado Springs runner Joseph Gray. This is CPR News and KRCC.